Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings! I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. Plans for a new Chapel of Ease welcomed. On this day, October 25th, in the year 1823, an article in the Barbadian highlighted with enthusiasm the proposed plans afoot to establish a Chapel of Ease in Bridgetown to alleviate the burden on the existing St. Michael's Parish Church, later the Cathedral Church of St. Michael's and All Angels, and to provide an alternative space which would encourage other parishioners to attend the church. From the 1627 settlement of the island and over time as the parishes were formed, every parish on the island was graced with a parish church of the Anglican persuasion, the parish church at St. James being the first to be established. As the report alluded to, not only was distance a problem which affected church attendance, but seating or pew space was also an issue. And I quote, "It is a notorious fact that there are many very piously disposed persons, many zealous and sincere advocates for public worship, who have no claim to any of the pews in the parish church, never attend divine service, because they are unwilling to intrude into the pews of others," end quote. Whether pew owners were at church or not, those seats remained unavailable. This practice would last well into the 1900s before being abandoned. In Bridgetown, the first church was established there around 1630 to serve the parish of St. Michael. It was a small wooden building on the site of today's St. Mary's Anglican Church at Cheapside, and at the time could only hold about 100 people. As the town grew, the need for space to accommodate worshippers became apparent, and the vestry decided to build a bigger, newer stone church on the lands at St. Michael's Row, which were previously donated by Colonel William Sharp, a prominent citizen. By 1665, the new church was opened, and the old site at Cheapside remained vacant for some time. Therefore, the enthusiasm of the piece in the newspaper on this day was significant. Quote, "We have heard with great pleasure that another effort is to be made, and we sincerely hope it will be a successful one, to accommodate a large proportion of the inhabitants of this parish who are anxious to join in public worship according to the form of the established church with a chapel of ease," end quote. The need for this accommodation was so great in populous Bridgetown that the editorial went on to encourage people to contribute liberally to the subscription fund that was already set up to support the building effort. The writer also reminded Barbadians that it was the void of this much-needed accommodation that was responsible for the exodus of clergymen to other colonies, and I quote, "Many zealous and respectable clergymen of our church have, in consequence of no preferment offering, gone to other colonies in pursuit of employment," end quote. On this day, October 25th, in the year 1823, the public of Barbados was passionately advised of the plans to re-establish an Anglican church building at the site of the original church. And to this end, the editor pleaded with the community to give serious and immediate consideration to the support of this building plan. However, while the effort to rebuild a second church in Bridgetown started in earnest in 1823, it was the 1825 arrival and quick work of Bishop William Hart Coleridge that would start the proverbial ball rolling, and the St. Mary's Anglican Church on the original site was completed and consecrated on July 25th, 1827.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.